This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Reports out of Ukraine tell of shelling taking place in and around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. By all accounts, the situation is under control, according to VOA's Anna Chernikova in Kyiv. She tells Steve Miller of VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine, Ukrainian forces continue so-called counter-offensive actions in the Kherson region.
As a result of the airstrikes, as reported by the armed forces of Ukraine, thousands of Russian soldiers were killed and thousands of ammunition and weapons and equipment was destroyed. This all happens in the territory of the South Front Line. What we also know is that Russian army also continues strikes and attacks in this area, particularly with aviation and artillery.
Chernikova reminds the situation is constantly changing. Look for the latest on voanews.com. As Russia struggles to boost its troop numbers in Ukraine, the military is engaged in a covert recruitment effort. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma explains.
The prisoners at a penal colony in St. Petersburg were expecting a visit by officials. Instead, men in uniform arrived and offered them an amnesty if they agreed to fight alongside the Russian army in Ukraine. As Russia continues to suffer losses in its invasion, now nearing its sixth month, the Kremlin has refused to announce a full-blown mobilization, a move that could be very unpopular for President Vladimir Putin. Instead, there's been a covert recruitment effort that includes using prisoners to make up the manpower shortage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these and other stories, download our easy-to-use app. Just search for VOA News.